I would beg everybody to wonder this question out loud. If the Megillah was a fairy tale, does it have a happy ending? A typical fairy tale starts like this. Once upon a time, there was a problem, and then the problem was resolved, and they lived happily ever after. Of course, there is a middle to the story, but that's the general gist of how fairy tales go. So is the Megillah a story just like that? Once upon a time, there was a Jewish people. There was bad stuff that was going to happen. Haman wanted to kill the Jewish people. V'chule, v'chule. And how does it end? It ends simply by telling us, and the Jews lived happily ever after. So I would wonder out loud with you, is that really a fair analysis? And is that really how the story does end? And I would argue that that's actually not how the story ends. The story ends quite a bit like how it starts. The Jews are in exile. The Jews are in a precarious situation. The Jews are at the mercy of their non-Jewish neighbors, their hosts. That's how the story starts. And that's essentially how the story ends. Perhaps the message of Megillas Esther is that that is the very nature of existence in exile, is the exiled Jew does not have the benefit of living in a world where everything is peaceful and great. But the ideal that the exiled Jew can aspire for is a status quo, a safe-ish ending to the story. And so really, if you read the Megillah from that lens, then this is how the story goes. The story starts with the Jews being in an okay place. It continues with them being in a really bad place. And it ends with them being back to where they were when they started. What is the purpose of that? So Erica Brown has a beautiful explanation of it, which I think really speaks volumes to the story of the Megillah. The purpose of the story is twofold. It is a warning and an understanding for those living in exile, and it's intended with one goal and one goal only. And that goal is that your end should not be to be in exile, but your end, and certainly your aspiration until you get there, would be to come home to Eretz Yisrael. It's not that long after the story of the Megillah that the Jewish people do actually witness the Shivat Zion. Ezra and Nehemiah are going to come back, and Jews will go with them. The sad part is, and this I believe is the devastating result so often in exile, is that so many of the Jews opt not to come back with them. They say, well, we're okay right now, and because we're okay right now, we'll stay. Can you imagine the trajectory of the Jewish people if they had all returned to Israel for the second temple? Could it have been different? Probably. And I think that the Megillah forces each and every one of us to ask that really hard question. If I'm not living in Eretz Yisrael, why am I not here? And if I have a reason, I have to ask myself, is that reason good enough? It's a hard question, and it's not one that I or anyone else can judge on a person, but I believe it's an analysis that everybody has to have at some point or another to determine where and why they are where they are and how they can assure that they are in the correct place. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.